Jack.
Welcome to Bear Attack
Stuff.
My name is Blitz Bear.
Hi.
And I have, that was Polar Bear that just said hi. And then also we have Panda Bear. Today is his actual birthday, even though his birthday episode's already out, and has been out. And he is wearing a panda power shirt. He has a panda mug. It is National Panda Day, which we didn't know was a thing. We've been calling him Panda this whole time, and his birthday is on National Panda Day. It's craziness.
What a quinkadink, you know?
So happy birthday, Panda, again.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We won't.
Trying to control the pepper barkingness.
Stop. Old peppos.
She's having
today,
a hard time.
Yes. There's just so much excitement because we have with us Mama Panda herself. We have Chris Oceans. I don't know. What do you want us to call you, Chris? Just Chris?
Mama
or
Panda's
do you have a
fine. It doesn't matter.
Mama Panda? Do you want us to edit out Chris so you can keep your anonymity?
Anonymity.
Amen.
I live in an amendment.
So Chris, we have some questions that we always have to ask a guest when they come on. First and foremost is
answers.
She has no answers.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
We were talking about Hogan's Heroes. what's up?
Not on this episode. Okay. Would you like to tell them why that's funny to us?
I don't know. Chris, do you want to know why that's funny?
I'd like to know why that's funny.
Okay, so we've recently uncensored our podcast. So for those of you who aren't on Patreon, this is the quality content you're missing out on. There, we have we were talking about Sam had a adopted sister who couldn't fall asleep without watching Hogan's Heroes because his dad would watch it.
She still exists. She's real.
A real
I
person.
Promise. She
she's
lives
not in my world. She's
somewhere
not.
Else.
She's gone. I'm just kidding. But Sam's dad would always watch Hogan's Heroes, and she slept on, was it the couch in the living room or something like that?
No, but she slept, the room she was in was shared a wall with the
gotcha.
Living room so she could hear
so
it.
So she could only fall asleep to Hogan's Heroes, and then it became like a thing when she moved in with her boyfriend because he'd have to watch Hogan's Heroes so she could fall asleep. And that's how he ended up spending most of his nights watching Hogan's Heroes. And wanting to relate to the story, I just threw out, well, yeah, I mean, that works because it would work for me because the only way I can get it up is if I watch Hogan's Heroes.
You're so funny.
So thanks for coming on to your son's podcast where we talk about
oh my god, what an opening.
Well, now that you're less censored, that's why I'm here, I'm sure, because you know.
Welcome to Bear Attack with 100% more dick jokes.
Hey, can't go wrong with a good dick joke. It's like what I live on.
Fair. Speaking of sex and dick jokes, today we are playing
Dick
I'm not playing with no dicks today.
Okay, well, that's fine. Because we're only playing Battle of the Sexes.
I can't do that in front of you or my son, so that would not be okay.
Battle of the X's.
So Battle
of
the Sexes.
Now you know where I get
it. Oh, man,
I think he's going to throw up over here. You okay?
I think you almost killed him.
That wouldn't be the first time.
We'd be all right with him throwing up after that. So how this game works is, this is a completely sexist game in that I think it was designed to make women look smart and men look dumb. It's going to be Chris against the Sams, and with their combined brain power, they will probably still find her invincible, in my experience playing this game. But what happens is, we have a goal that moves to the left or right. Women are on the right, men are on the left. Our viewers and contestants can't see the board that's in front of me, but I have the game board. Maybe I'll put a picture of it on Instagram if you want to go check out our Instagram. You can see what's happening.
And it is impartial because his name is neither Sam nor Oceans.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah, I have it.
It's
all
an actual
set up.
Thing. Okay. What the heck?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a nice board. Man, you spent some money on that.
So on Chris's turn, I will ask her a question that women generally seem to know. And I swear they all made a meeting and like came up with all these nonsensical things to make us look dumb when we play this game. And then when it's the boys' turn, it will be a question. Oh, wait, no. No. I got that all wrong. When it's Chris's turn, she gets a question from that men generally know, and she has to guess what it is. And then when it's your guys' turn, it will be something women generally know.
We're playing a dangerous game because she's literally lived in a house with like five dudes for the past forever.
I refuse. I'm the only princess. That's why I can't share.
Only princess.
That's true. And also, dude, this game has cost me so much pain and tears. Like, there was a question one time, the card was like, which part of the rifle is the stock or whatever? And I was like, oh my God, that's so easy. And I'm like holding the card up. And fortunately, we had a friend playing with us who didn't grow up in a household with guns. So we said that everyone else playing could answer. She had to answer it. And she was struggling. What I didn't realize was on the back of the card I was holding up, there's a picture of a gun. And there's only two options on it. So she had a 50-50 shot. And I'm just like, what the hell? And they're asking us all these questions like, what is a Cupid's bow and crap? And
well, if you're asking gun questions, we might have a chance because Sam knows stuff.
We'll see. But
I know
Chris
things.
Is the one nothing. Who gets to answer those.
Nothing.
She knows nothing.
Nothing.
So.
Oh, wait. Before we start. Look at my cup from the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She went to Nashville.
Yeah. Very cool.
I've been there.
Okay, very Nashville.
I've been outside of it.
You guys are the crowd that would appreciate that cup. So
every time, okay, every ready. Time Chris answers a question right, the like little trophy that we have gets moved over to the right. She's trying to get it all the way to the right. There's three spaces on either side. You guys are trying to get it all the way to the left. Now, if Chris gets one right, that means you guys got to go four to the left, if that makes sense. Right. We'll see how this goes. It can be kind of a tug of war. We might have to end early, or we might have to play a couple rounds. It could go.
Are you kidding? There has to be no, fuck that. We have to have winners.
Wait, we'll make this like PokerStars.net.
One other thing is, if you don't know the answer, but you think that the other team,
there's moneymaker over here. My God.
If you think you know the answer or if you don't know the answer, but you don't think the other team does either, you can challenge them. And
I have Sam. You're screwed.
I'm in big trouble.
What happens if you challenge them? I forget. You don't lose, but they have a chance to get it right.
They can steal the point.
So they can steal the point. Yeah.
Okay.
But if they don't know it, then you get the point. That's the ticket there. But you only get three tries to do that.
So if Chris were to challenge us, then and she got it right, she gets the point. But if she got it wrong, we get the point because she challenged
us. No,
you
guys would have to guess. She would defer it to you. And then if you get it right, you get the point. If you don't get it right, she gets the point.
Okay. How do you do the challenge? Just like wait a certain amount of time?
No, you just say, hey, we want to challenge Chris.
Okay.
But you only get to do it three times.
Okay. I'll keep it.
All right. And
I'm going to take the sunglasses off. They're polarized, and it makes it hard to see my computer screens.
It's going to be ladies first. So, Chris, which of these doesn't fit? A, Hitler. B, Stalin. We're getting right to Hitler right off the bat. I didn't even play it. Also, if you're still listening to it after hearing the rules, thank you. You are an awesome friend of ours.
Hey, Nate, and the oceans is, what's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
An apple in your worm?
The Holocaust.
Oh, fair. Stupid. Anyway, which of these doesn't fit? A, Hitler. B, Stalin. C, Horatio, and D, Mussolini.
It's got to be Horatio.
I wonder if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Hirohito? Hirohito?
He's Japanese.
Maybe.
It's got to be him. Mussolini, Stalin, and, well, what? Okay, wait. What? But they were all at the same time.
Oh, she's stuck with him. You can't help her.
B, Stalin. C, a Japanese name. And D, Mussolini.
Guess what you're going to guess.
I don't get why they don't fit. They're all the same era. Does it mean,
well,
like...
maybe the era is not the... maybe the era is not what separates them from each other.
Okay.
So you might be right. I might be off track somewhere.
Well, at that time, Stalin wasn't an enemy, so maybe it's Stalin. I guess I'll go with that. I guess
is that
so.
Your final answer?
Chris, I think you're Stalin.
That is correct. Stalin was an Allied leader in World War II. The other were Axis powers.
Even though they were all not good. Got it.
Yep, they're all objectively bad people. All right.
Factually did terrible things.
Boys, how many ovaries does a woman have?
Seriously?
Ocean, this is all you, buddy.
Seriously?
Oh, I barfed in anatomy. I think it's
Are
two.
Are you serious?
Seems.
Peace, bro. It's two.
Dose. Dosey-do.
That is correct.
It wasn't even hard.
We're right back to where we started. That one was a little easy.
I parse out world leaders and you guys get ovaries? Really? Are you sorry?
Watch, now that I've said it's like unfair to women, it just turns out that every time I've played this game, all the like easy cards were just... just a game away.
Chris, I'm warning you now, I know some stuff, so we're either going to do really well or we're going to be in some serious trouble.
Okay, this one I don't know the answer to, but Chris, for what car accessory are BB's, Oz Racing, and Advan best known? I think maybe BB's was supposed to be BBS.
I don't even know what that is.
Clue. Look, Sam's over there. He knows. I know he knows. He knows car stuff.
This must have been like an early 2000s thing.
Maybe. What, spinner rims?
You want to challenge the boys?
We obviously don't know either.
They said they don't know. So do I believe that...
Nate, is it spinner rims?
Is it? That would be weird, but it could be true.
I can't answer unless Chris wants to challenge.
I don't
you.
Want to challenge because that's probably right.
Okay. They are known for their rims.
Hey!
Dang it.
That was good. I would have never guessed.
No.
That was good. Good job, Chris.
Ocean said early 2000s. I was like, oh, it's got to be spinner rims.
I thought they all came out of Compton. That's what I thought. All the spinner rims.
All right, boys. I don't even know what this word is. What? I'm guessing it's like a female version of a comedian. What comedian-y? I'm just gonna say comedian. What comedian is known for criticizing award show red carpet fashions?
Maybe if you actually said that what the word is, and I don't think that's a word you're saying. If you
what a female comedian is a comedian. It's the same word.
Spell it,
basically.
Yeah. Well, spell
so
it out.
It's just a female comic.
What does they need? This is what is this sexist nonsense? They shouldn't have their own term. They're all comedians.
They Why could all there? Be they. Yeah, that would be true.
I don't know one whose like specific thing is that.
Yeah, I feel like that was maybe a, like...
How old is this game, Nathaniel?
Relevant thing? I don't know. It's been around forever.
How old is this Ted Nugent song comedian. In the background?
It's a comedian.
Oh, well, now that we got that solved.
All right.
I feel like I shouldn't...
I have no idea.
You want a challenge?
You know!
Of course I know.
What comedian is not a fan of red carpet fashion?
Joan Rivers.
Well, they didn't say that they were going to challenge you, so...
Nate, I'm going to say it's Joan Rivers.
Oh, they needed help. She's
dead.
She's a dead person.
She's dead.
All right. Well, I'm going to give that point to the boys because Chris just jumped the shark there, and then Sam did say it was Joan Rivers. So
I didn't you needed help on that.
I didn't know that was actually her title though. I knew that she was like judgmental about fashion and stuff, but
yeah, I didn't know that. She was a comedian.
I didn't know that.
All right, Chris.
All I knew about her is that she's dead.
What are Case, Canister, and Grape Shot?
He was just saying how rigged this game is for women, and like these are the hardest questions ever.
Like a really
These are bloody hard.
Can you
that
you
last one
question
was
for me one more time,
too.
Nathaniel?
What are Case, Canister, and Grape Shot?
Kind of buckshot? I don't know. I know like very little about guns.
At least you get the gun question out of the way early.
I wouldn't have gotten this, but do you want to take a wild guess, Chris, or call it in?
I don't know.
All right, Sam. Do either of you, Sams, have a guess? It won't count, but if you want to
look
smart.
I'm pretty sure grape shot and canisters are artillery terms.
They are types of ammunition used in the Civil War era.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Which of these things doesn't fit? A, Egyptian. B, Himalayan. C, Smoky. Or D, Cat?
I'm going to say Smoky because the rest are all cats, right? So cat, Himalayan is a kind of cat. Egypt had a lot of things to do with cats. So I think Smoky.
Yeah, but people name...
Do you concur?
But people can name their cats Smoky, so...
Yeah, but we're not talking about cat names. We're talking about things related to cats, I think.
I think legally you can name your cat anything.
I think you're reading too much into these questions.
You can name your cat Tits McGee and nobody would really like be able to stop you.
As long as you don't teach it to do the Nazi salute, you can do anything you want with your... Well, okay. You can name your cat anything.
Don't go there.
You can do anything you want with your cat.
Ew.
Ladies.
That's our kitty.
I'm going to say Smokey. Oceans, do you agree with me?
I agree.
Okay.
False.
Oh!
The answer is Himalayan is a breed of cat. The others are styles of eye makeup.
What in the...
I would have thought they were cats, too. If it helps at all, I would have thought they were cats. Okay.
Chris?
Sure.
Which of these doesn't fit? A, the Dallas Cowboys. B, the Pittsburgh Steelers. C, the Buffalo Bills. Or D, the New England Patriots.
Oh,
wait a minute. Oh, this is a divisional question. They're all football teams. Okay, wait. I need them again.
The Cowboys is A. B is the Steelers. C is the Bills. And D is the Patriots.
Oh, I know
what
Dallas
Cowboys.
They're
not in the same division. I don't know.
The answer is C. Bills have never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, it's a Super Bowl question. Well, at least I knew they were football teams.
As of 2012. So this game is from 2012.
They still haven't.
They
still haven't.
I thought it was a divisional question.
All right, boys. Here's your chance to move the goal ever closer. We are on the first one on the left. The boys need two more to win. Meaning we haven't moved anywhere. Which of these doesn't fit? I don't even know how to pronounce these words. Okay. All right, everyone. Just if you're going to mock me, go on Instagram and put it in the comments or something.
Buckle in.
Or better yet, go to Patreon and send us hate mail there. Please and thank you.
25 cents of hate mail.
No, $5. That's the buy-in price. For a small Starbucks, you can get free merch and... Which of these doesn't fit? Merino? A is Merino. B, Angora. C, Cashmere. Or D, Maribou?
I've heard Angora and Cashmere before. So those feel like fabrics or styles of clothing. But I do not know. Is Dan Marino?
That's what I want to, yeah.
You know what? Oceans, you pick. Oh. I was not right last time, so.
I'm going to go with Moreno because it's the only one that doesn't sound super fancy.
Moreno, final answer?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, just shaking her head over here. Oh, my God.
I just want to see what Chris thinks it is. Marabou? If she knows. That is correct.
There are types of wool, because... the other ones. Yarn.
Yep.
Types and of yarn.
Marabou
is
a,
it says... thing that goes around your neck, I think. I don't know what that is.
What?
It says it's a type of feather.
Oh, in a hat. Okay.
I can't hold this card. I'm so allergic to football. What is a punt receiver signaling in football when he raises his hand above his head?
That he's polite and should always raise
your
hand.
It's he's calling for a safe catch, but that's not what they call it. A touchback? Is it a touchback?
No, a touchback's when it hits the end zone and they can't return
the
ball.
Yeah, but they wave their
Sam, whose side are you on here, buddy?
But they wave their hand so that they wave everybody off. They're going to, the ball's going to drop and they're going to take the ball wherever it drops.
No, but.
That's what they do when a receiver waves for it.
Samuel Reed,
he's going to take
the ball. I will drive over there
and
bop you on the head.
Drop down with the ball.
Your first guess was really close.
A free catch?
Did he
a touchback?
That's really close.
Did you say? Oh, did you say the receiver?
Yeah, the receiver's waving. I'm waving in
my
hand like I'm receiving.
I'm not helping you. I thought you meant when the.
You shouldn't have been helping her.
I thought you meant when the punter and or kicker raises his hand.
No. When the receiver.
When a punt receiver.
Competition here.
So I'm gonna give you guys the answer, and we
to
can
get killed.
Debate on whether or not we should give it to her. The answer is a fair catch.
A fair catch, free catch.
And she said free catch and safe
not
catch.
Not really the same thing.
She had it. She described the thing.
Yeah, I think it counts.
I can describe
it. I'll give it to her since she knew the whole. She knew the whole thing, and she got 50% of the words.
Okay.
So we're back. We're back to square one, boys, and the ball is in your court. Which of these? Oh my gosh!
This is the worst place for the ball to be.
Which of these doesn't fit?
Stop with these don't fit things.
Which of these doesn't fit, Sam? A.
None of them.
Promise.
I'm fat.
A. Promise. B. Cocktail. C. Engagement. Or D. Peasant. My mind is literally melting.
Promise. Cocktail, engagement, and peasant? What?
Promise, cocktail, engagement, and peasant. I think you guys should challenge Chris, and then if she doesn't know, you get the point.
She's giggling like
sure,
a mofo over here.
I'm game. You know what? She can have it if she knows, because I don't see it at all.
I accept your challenge, sir.
We're challenging Chris.
Okay, it's peasant right, because
Chris.
The rest are kinds of rings.
She is correct. I'm sorry, boys. I steered you wrong.
And I don't even wear rings, but I know that.
Oceans, you wear rings.
He has more rings than I have.
Yeah, what kind of rings does Oceans have?
I am not answering that on this show.
Well, no, you don't even know. Chris, what kind of rings is he wearing right
he
now?
He has a class ring, and he has
a...
Oh,
it's not a class ring.
Yeah, it
They're
is.
They're both from Grammy.
Well, one of them's a birthstone, right?
One of them's a birthstone.
I thought she got you a class ring. Oh, that's Kevin. Never mind. Oh.
It's
sorry.
Not a
his,
promise.
His brother has a class
isn't a peasant ring what they form to burn the witches?
I think at this point... I think more at this point it's more of a celibacy ring than anything.
What the hell is a cocktail ring?
I don't want to know the answer to that.
It's usually just the kind of setting. It's
okay.
Just the kind of...
It sounds a lot like another kind of ring.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a ring for your genitals that has a little thing hanging off of it.
Woohoo, tassel, woo!
Isn't that a Prince Albert?
What are we in a mesh carpet ride right now, or what?
All right. Chris is one ahead. Oh, and it's her turn, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
No gun questions. No right? gun questions.
Extra gun questions, please.
Car questions.
Oh, yeah, I'm not good with cars either.
Oh, this is stupid. I guess we have
car either way.
A little picture of a basketball court, which is irrelevant. But if this were a regulation NBA court, how high would the rim be from the court's floor?
Oh, man.
I don't even know. And I work.
How do you not know that?
I hate basketball.
We're not tall people. We don't care about basketball.
Basketball's the only good one.
13 feet?
Except for hockey. And
13 feet?
It is not 13 feet.
Darn. I never played with a regulation rim. I'm too short.
You boys need to take
a
guess. It is 10.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm trying to work on my poker face.
I thought they got more air than that when they jumped.
No, they're just
10 feet's a lot of...
Now 10 feet's high.
Yeah, if you're 7'2".
Even if you're,
though.
I mean, it's a lot less high if you're 7'2", but. Boys, a set of needles, 3 to be exact, allows the user to knit what kind of shape?
How? Wait.
Chris is making the what the hell face too.
How would you use 3 needles at once? Is my question.
One to hold them and 2 to work it.
That sounds like a nasty threesome.
It's got to be a weird shape, right? Like a triangle?
It's like a type of sock.
A type of sock?
You got like low-cut socks, crew socks.
I'm going to tell you one thing. This game hurts my head more than the bomb does.
Okay, I know how to knit. And this is... I've never used 3 needles to make anything.
Not even 3 needles of booty juice at once?
Well, that's not knitting. That's work.
That's abusing Steph.
It's a type of sock?
Well,
you need 3 needles to...
It's a sock that usually goes up past your calf.
So I wear no-show socks, so...
Stripper
anything
socks?
Above my ankle,
that's
I got nothing.
That's the only thing that goes that high. Stripper socks, what?
Tube socks.
Tube socks?
Tube socks.
Who knits tube socks?
That's my guess.
The
NBA players from the 70s.
What's the shape?
A tube?
Tube socks.
A tube. That is correct.
Tube!
Nobody knits with 3 needles.
Nobody. I would never use a tube sock to wear.
They have machines for that.
Tube!
Tubes. Tube and Tim. All right.
That's crazy.
Back to the... I've got to give it to them. Even though it's kind of sad how long it took them to get, but they got it.
I am comfortable that I could think of that about socks.
If you've been listening to the show the whole time, you know we're kind of slow.
This game makes us slower. No joke. I can think better after taking the bomb than I can playing this. Chris, this one looks like this is my kind of question. Oh, this is easy. Maybe. Which of these
You're
does
screwed.
Which of the which of these doesn't fit? An A, Charger, B, Malibu, C, Chevette, I guess?
Chevelle?
Chevette, I don't even, well, I would think it's Chevelle, but there it's not, it's Chevette.
Okay.
Or D, a Traverse.
Okay, wait.
What was the last one?
A, Charger, B, Malibu, C, Chevette, and D, Traverse.
Oh, this is so easy.
Must be the Charger because it's a Dodge. Am I
that
reading too much into this? Okay,
nope,
the others are
correct.
All Chevys.
She owned a Chevy
yes.
Nova back
I
when
I had
they were
a Nova.
Cool.
Yeah, I had a.
Oh, Novas are.
I
cool.
had a '69 Chevy Nova.
Yes, they make their hoods make great sleds to be towed behind UTVs in the snow.
I've always wanted a Chevelle.
Have you, okay, cool. Is there a Chevy Chevette? Is that like a really
yes,
old one
Yes, it's a
or something?
Little compact. It was a really, not a great car.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Pinto,
hence,
less fire.
It was
fire.
A Nova at the time.
Yeah, that's
I come
was
from
the
a
mom car.
You can only drive Chevys in my family, and I didn't know that, so maybe that's one that the patents don't talk about. They're like, yeah, that's not a real one. Boys. Which Kardashian sister had her own 2-night, 4-hour TV special based on her wedding event?
Ooh.
Kim, right?
I think it was Kim, right?
She married Kanye. It's gotta be Kim.
It's gotta be
Kim. I know who it was.
It's gotta be Kim.
Gotta be Kim.
All right, the answer, which I knew because I had the card in my hand, and that's the only reason I knew I wouldn't have known otherwise, is Kim Kardashian.
Yeah! I only knew it because Kim married Kanye.
And he's right. A psycho.
How is that a more female question? I can't stand the Kardashians, and I would not know anything reality about TV. Them.
Yuck. I think 20% of women enjoy the Kardashians, and maybe 5% of men, so... Even though I don't know what they look like or anything.
One of them is periodically in my building.
That's true.
Oh.
Well, she's not a Kardashian. She's a Jenner.
All right. For those of you at home keeping track, you are correct. Yes, we are back to square one.
Oh, my God.
Very quickly getting nowhere.
I thought this was going to be real one-sided, but these questions are difficult.
They're hard.
Chris. What is the name of the fluid-filled reservoir that keeps a car engine cool? And just for cheatsies and giggles, here on, I don't know if you can see the card, it is number 3 on the card.
The radiator?
Correct.
I only know that because I hit a coyote and took out my radiator once. I had to get a new one.
Metal or not metal, let us know in the comments below.
Metal.
I think the coyote was still attached somewhere.
Gentlemen,
Here we go.
Polar bear's favorite kind of question. Which of these doesn't fit? A, pressed. B, bronzing. C, loose. Or D, clotted.
Why am I only thinking of cheeses right now?
Loose.
So, part of me feels like it's not fair for me to tell you this, but cheese is not completely wrong.
What?
No, get the fuck out of here, really?
What?
One more time.
A, pressed. B, bronzing. C, loose. Or D, clotted.
I'm going to go with pressed.
Samuel?
Sure. Sure.
The answer is D, clotted is a type of thick cream. And the others are face powders.
Ah, I went the wrong direction. I knew it was a cream question. Damn it.
Chris?
Oceans, at least you were close. That wasn't even the right game. Dude, that just sailed right over my biscuit.
Chris, which of these doesn't fit? A, bank shot. B, rim shot. C, jump shot. Or D, set shot?
Set shot. Maybe.
Incorrect.
Ah!
It is, what do you know it to be, Polar Bear?
Rim shot,
because that is the type of drum beat that a drummer plays after a punchline in a joke.
No, they're rim shots and basketball too, so that's incorrect.
It's also a rudiment in drumming because it's where you hit the rim and the head at the same time.
But there is such a thing as a rim shot in basketball too. So,
when the basketball hits a rim, that's
a rim shot.
Well, I don't know if that's a technical basketball term though.
I don't know. I had a half court in my backyard growing up, and we called it a rim shot.
I call a bullshit question.
I also called it a rim shot growing up as a kid, but I don't think it's a.
An NBA Jam on Sega.
I'm fact checking it now. It's not a basketball term.
Even though I had a
on Sega Genesis, NBA Jam. When you hit the rim, they called it putting up a brick.
What does the P mean in this clothing tag? Oh, look at that. There's a clothing tag on the back. 100% cotton, made in Vietnam. PL.
It has something to do with laundry. It's how you wash it. Please wash me. I'm dirty and smell bad.
Please launder. There you go.
It stands for please launder. No, I'm just kidding. It doesn't.
Okay, so it's 100% cotton on the tag, which means it is not polyester.
God damn it, the one word I knew.
I love your mind. Oh, that was beautiful.
a pee having to do with how you launder your clothing? What is the thing? Press.
Is it press?
We're going to say answer? Press.
All right. Chris, what does it mean?
It means petite large.
That is correct.
Fired.
It means you're a short person and you need a bigger size.
Fucking fat hookers, god damn it.
Your grandmother was a petite small.
But petite what? Large are the opposite.
God. Yeah, that's not a fat hooker.
That's just a tall stupid.
Hooker. That's kind of an oxymoron. You can't be petite and large, right?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Well, it's like a tall, right? Like a skinny tall.
It's a skinny, no, it's a petite means short. So it's a short.
Oh, well.
It's a short round.
Oh, so she, okay, gotcha. Okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
Oh my gosh.
I fucking hate this game.
Oh.
At least it didn't ask me if it fit or not.
It really is like grabbing a cinder block and just seeing how many times you can hit yourself with it. Speaking of cinder blocks and hitting yourself, Chris, which of these doesn't fit? An arc, a spot, a solder, or an oxyacetylene? Oxyacetylene. Oxyacetylene.
Can you read it one more time for Chris?
Oh, I mispronounced some of these. Arc.
Yeah, you did.
A is arc, B is spot, C is solder, and D is oxyacetylene.
I'm going to say solder. I think the rest are kind of welders.
Correct! That is impressive.
Also, Nate, it is killing me the way you're saying that last one. It's oxyacetylene.
Oxyacetylene. I am incredible that I got that as close as I did.
I knew you were saying it wrong.
Yeah. Season 3 champions still got it.
Oh man, I'm really trying to work on my poker face here, but it was like hurting me to hear you say oxyacetylene.
Wait, how is it said?
Oxyacetylene.
Oh, okay, I was could have fooled me. Could have fooled me.
Because it's a description of the gases. It's oxygen and acetylene.
Campers and scampers, Chris only needs one more to win, which means we've made it to on the board. We have a green category. It's so we're out of the yellow and purple finally.
You didn't explain the colors. Wait a minute. What do the colors mean?
I honestly don't know, but they're different.
You are
I think
the worst.
Just a way of like it literally has nothing. It will not change the way you play the game at all. Knowing what the colors, I don't even know what the colors mean, and I can see the cards. So
why then?
It doesn't matter. You get the color when you land, when the trophy's on the color. That's what question I have to read. So it doesn't matter. What Emmy Award winning actress played a TV character? Let me start over. This is for the boys, by the way. What Emmy Award-winning actress played a teacher on TV and a bridesmaid on a film in 2011?
Oh.
It seems like a really dumb question.
She played a what on TV?
A teacher on TV and a bridesmaid in a movie in 2011.
And you guys are film majors.
I think Zooey Deschanel.
I don't keep track of... I feel like this could apply to so many women.
I'm feeling really confident about Zooey Deschanel.
It's so vague.
How would anyone know this?
I know. Apparently women are supposed to know this, but...
Should we know the movie? At least?
You know what? Let me see if I can find the movie.
Because that might help a little. I realize that Sam's confident, but I'm not confident with his answer. Because it could be a billion people.
It's true. There's probably a lot of actresses that fits.
There's probably one or two actresses that played both a bridesmaid and a teacher at some point. Probably in the same thing.
Mm-hmm. They're not mutually exclusive, which makes this difficult.
Okay, so to narrow it down, the movie was called Bridesmaids.
Oh, that does... Oh.
Okay, so it's not Zooey Deschanel.
Ah!
Is it Megan McCarthy?
Melissa McCarthy is her name.
Oh, that one?
Final answer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the only actress I know from The Bridesmaids.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah! Yes, you are.
Okay, you're just more of a girl than
she's
I am.
She's a comedian.
I would have never known that. Who watches?
It is tell the him, only... Chris. Wait, what show did
you guys,
she play a teacher
did you hear,
in?
Not did you guys hear that?
Or somebody's getting blown up. I don't watch the movie. Not watching
if somebody's not getting blown up or knocked off a building, she doesn't watch.
It's true.
I freaking love it. You guys are wimps. Take Chris's criticism. I hope that you feel that in your soul. You,
I'm
sad
comfortable
excuses
who I am.
Of men.
Hey, we didn't lose. Yeah. You're in our men category. We didn't lose yet.
That's true.
I saved our biscuits, man.
Dude, if I had liberal parents, I would totally be trans. No doubt in my mind. I could go either way. I could be for the boys or the girls. I'm the perfect neutral party.
This is
for
the guy that gets off on Hogan's Heroes and secretly loves cock. So yes, I believe you 100%.
They're men in uniform. How am I not supposed to find that attraction?
Men in tights. There you go. Oh.
Also, men in tights.
Androgynous at best.
My God. I'm so sorry, boys. Which of these doesn't fit? James Lavelle, Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, or Alan Shepard?
She was alive for all of that!
I was like two.
Counts.
Lavelle, because he was in a different mission, I think.
Well, this Lovell. Is for the boys.
No, that was supposed to be Lovell. My question, wasn't it?
Pretty sure that's her question.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We just screwed up Megan McCarthy.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I get the astronaut question.
Yes. Yeah. You are correct. It is James Lovell.
Okay, so
he was Apollo 13
and
the rest were all
anyway.
The walking on the moon people.
Sorry, did I make you kick your brain into third gear there?
I was like three when all that happened.
I knew that answer.
All right. Okay, now it's for the boys. And we're back to one away for
Saturday.
Chris. What wardrobe staple does LBD stand for?
Oh.
It's an acronym. Chris, is there like a woman like military style boot camp where women go to learn acronyms and things?
Could it be Let's Bag Dicks?
It's called high school.
That would explain high school.
It kind of goes with that, actually.
What?
You're on the right track.
Are you fucking kidding
I'm not sure that I agree that he's on the right.
He's on the right track.
You think so?
Yeah, if you're wearing one, that's...
Okay.
Wait, is he right that it's high school or
yeah.
Is it a dick question?
See, yeah.
It's not a dick question.
No, it's... It, well...
It's for...
I think L stands for legs.
It's a wardrobe thing. It describes a type of clothing. Now this here, cadets, is an LBD. Someday you'll play Battle of the Sexes and you need this to embarrass the boys. You can really just take this one and shoot him with 50 rounds of LBD.
Is it pants? Is it like dude pants? Let's be dudes.
Let's be dudes. That is correct. It is let's be dudes.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. So I was like, there's no way that's right.
Hold on.
Dude, I don't know.
Let me think.
I got nothing here.
Let me think.
I don't think I can top Let's Bag Dicks. Low back dress.
That's very close. You got one of the words right.
Probably dress, because I've said low a couple times.
Long black dress?
Oh.
That's closer.
We need one fucking word. What is that L, damn it?
You get one more guess. I'm not going to say anything. You can debate. You can give each other suggestions, but the next time you address me, it's going to be your final.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know what? I'm going to turn Nate's camera off and then.
It could be the B also. Oh.
I could just turn my camera off.
Oh, it's little black dress. Oceans, your thoughts? Because I feel very strong that I've heard that out in the world before. And your mom is laughing like crazy, so it's a little black dress.
I agree.
Nate, we're saying little black dress.
Oops. And the answer is... little black dress.
Had to be off.
Yeah!
For you to figure that out.
Oh, I can't look at his stupid face and think about dresses.
I just can't look into Nate's eyes and think about anything but dresses.
Can you imagine him in a little black dress? I'm scared.
I can. It's glorious. He looks like Patrick Starr in the SpongeBob movie.
A little black dress. I'm a very long person. A little black dress would be quite the sight on me, let me tell you.
You look like some of the people I see at work.
It would be breezy.
Easy breezy cover girl. Chris, gotcha. I win.
Chris, what's the difference? Sorry, let me reset.
Easy for you to say.
Blah, 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 blah.
I think the older I get, I think I might be becoming dyslexic. I've never had a problem with it before, but the older I get, the harder it is to read out loud.
It's okay. At least you can say dyslexic without thinking about it.
What's the distance in feet between consecutive bases in Major League Baseball?
Fuck!
60 feet, 90 feet, or 120 feet?
90 feet.
That is correct.
Fastball right down the middle.
Can we have more
fucking
baseball questions?
God, this
I
is...
love the baseball
she played softball
questions.
For forever.
Yes. Oh.
Her brother was drafted by the St. Louis service. Cardinals at one point.
Well, I respect him for not being a draft dodger. Sorry. This is a stupid joke. Oh my gosh, this is dumb. But Polar Bear might know the answer. Which of these doesn't fit? A, Pisces, B, Cancer, C, Scorpio, or D, Virgo?
What? Wait.
Uh-oh. It's trickier than
it sounds. One more time.
Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, or Virgo?
I think the answer is Scorpio because the other ones all have to do with water.
I thought it was an animal thing because the three of them are animals and one's not.
Pisces is a fish, Cancer is a crab. And Virgo is...
Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, all animals. Virgo is not, though.
Well, Scorpio is a... Scorpion. What's a Virgo, then?
I don't feel like that's a female-centered answer, though.
Virgo is the virgin.
Virgo is what you get when you stand up too fast.
Dude, I'm going to go with Virgo. Ocean's your thought?
Damn, my poker face is good. I'm gonna say Virgo.
Nate, we're saying Virgo.
That's correct. The other two are all water signs.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
Okay. I was right.
Okay, so Scorpio, that's like a scorpion, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I ain't never seen no scorpion in the water.
They're all water signs, yeah. Except for Cancer.
That's terrifying. That's the one place I'm safe from arachnids.
That's not true.
Scorpions and arachnids?
The only place you're safe from arachnids is space.
Nah, space spiders are a thing.
Truly terrifying thought.
But they come out of the black holes and suck your head or something.
Okay. The 1967 NFL Championship game, famously nicknamed the Ice Bowl. Pitted the Green Bay Packers against which team?
Oh, come on.
Oh, God.
I know it's the Green Bay Packers, and I know it was at Lambeau Field, and it was really cold.
I got that from the ice thing.
It must have been one heck of a game if we're still talking about it.
Who did they play against?
There wasn't a lot going on in the 60s. No wars or anything, you know?
Oh, I'm going to say the...
Arizona Cardinals.
Baltimore Colts.
Ooh, a good guess, I assume. I don't actually know.
I'm just picturing Donnie Unitas. I don't know.
It was the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I almost guessed that. Okay.
Wait, how did those two...
I don't think
the
Colts have ever been in Baltimore.
That must have been before the NFL.
The Colts used to play in Baltimore, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Oh boy, boys, we have a fun one.
Okay,
great, another
it's a
one.
Hair, Hair question.
Oh, no.
French twists, number three, figure three. Ponytails and buns are hairdos that sometimes go by an alternative, more descriptive name.
I want to say updo. I'm feeling strong. What do we have to lose here, Oceans?
Well, she can't win if we're wrong, because...
That's right.
We're almost back to the middle.
Updo. Updo.
I agree. I'll go with that.
I am so freaking impressed. That is correct.
No, get out!
Yeah, he knows his trivia.
Do you want to know how I know that?
I do, actually.
Okay, so...
Bigfoot, where are you?
So every time that Amy and I go on a road trip, somehow we always end up with a podcast or something. And Nate's witnessed this on our way to the dunes. Somebody will somehow get on the topic of hair being half up or half down. So that was where updo and downdo get brought up into my vernacular.
All right. Well, we're back to the middle.
Yeah.
How are we doing on time,
we've
kids?
Gone. Do
we
want to? Absolutely nowhere.
Keep going. I got time. We got time.
You guys
keep going.
We good?
We're gonna take Chris down.
Mama Panda's still
boys,
on board.
Boys, sure. Boys, boys.
You know, if you could get the trophy on your side of the board, then maybe you got a chance.
I mean, we started strong.
You did actually. Chris, do you want a charades or do you want another one of which of these doesn't fit?
Depends. Do you have to do the charades, Nate?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, let's do
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm doing the charades.
I'll never guess, but let's do it.
This is going to be so hard to do over Zoom. Okay.
Let's hope that Nate's internet doesn't lag right now.
I'm trying to think of a... You know what? I'm going to... Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to mute my mic on Discord, but keep it going so that I can describe to the listeners what I'm doing.
Perfect.
Yeah,
you
it's
guys
good.
Only get to see. Okay. So, all right, here we go. Okay. I have a drink in my hand.
Oh, that is a dildo for
and
sure.
I look over and I go...
He wants to pass it around? What the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
And now,
did he just use
I look
his
at my
hair
friends.
Gel?
I lick my hair, slick it back. I'm walking
okay.
over.
All right.
I look at the girl and I say,
Is he hitting on somebody?
What is there? That's your first move? Is a giant dildo? Like,
but it's like a dildo mug. Because he was like,
he made it ring.
He was like,
he's in a bar hitting on someone.
He was giving it the full up down, and then he took a swig out of it.
Chris is correct.
What? What did you say?
I said he was in a bar hitting on someone.
Trying to pick up a woman.
How did you get that out of dildo fucking?
He was
what?
Drinking. He
wasn't. I was drinking.
He wasn't,
out of a mug.
He wasn't sucking anything.
He did an up down and everything.
What's funny is I mean I could hear them the whole time, so I know that he said the dildo thing. I just think it's weird that that's what you thought
just
it actually was.
Oh, I was just kidding because of this motion.
I know. It was funny. I can't believe that I managed to hold it together to finish that charade. I did forget to keep talking to the listeners after that happened. I kept on doing my motions and I was like, oh, they can't see this. Good job, Chris.
Oh, my
well
God.
Done.
No way.
You know it what really did it for me that got it that it was a bar and you were hitting on somebody? It was the lean in.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Just Nate acting like he had some kind of game was impressive at all.
That's not acting. That's Nate's actual game.
Lean I
do in and look weird. Okay.
I do have game. There's just not game out there to hunt.
No, you do live in your grandma's basement, so that doesn't help you, I'm sure.
Flagstaff is a target in net.
My basement that I rent from my parents, and my grandma rents the upstairs. is very nice.
Oh, that's true.
And Marmy's dope.
Yeah, she is.
Actually, it would be a pretty good place to start a family. It's a lot better than a lot of what my friends started out in. And my grandma's deaf, so that helps too.
All true.
Okay.
Moving on. You.
Boys. My lord.
Stop.
I would have gotten this wrong. What does a Brazilian blowout do to a woman? Ah, I hate that phrase.
Pretty sure it's a hair question again. Although I know what a... Oh, God, I don't want to know. I know what a Brazilian... Oh, this is not okay. At all.
I think it adds volume to the hair.
I want to agree, but a Brazilian is like involves wax and stuff.
Yeah, but that's a Brazilian bikini wax.
What?
I don't. I'm pretty sure it just makes your hair do big because I'm thinking like Carnival.
Did the Brazilians actually come like invent a whole lot of like hair stuff?
I don't know. They have a lot of hair.
Or not a lot, depending on your gender and the time of year.
I'm going to agree. It makes your hair poofy.
Yeah, bigger makes your hair bigger. More volume.
Exact opposite of that. No. It straightens your hair. What name is Sword Part 2 in the picture known as perhaps due to the shape it creates on the sword?
Oh, come on.
This is
I want to say cross member, but that's not what it is.
It's a gold member.
Now here's the question. Do we give it to her? It's no. The cross guard.
Oh, cross guard. Oh.
Is she going to win if we give it to her?
No.
Are we going to be in a massive bowl again?
We're still in the middle.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So.
We're still in the middle.
We're one away from the start. If we give it to her, we'll be one away from the end.
I mean, we had one like that earlier when she let us have it, so.
We'll let you have it.
Okay.
It offends my masculinity, but I understand that.
I know hilt, I know
you,
saber part.
You probably didn't. You probably didn't grow up dreaming about having a dragon so you could be a dragon rider and fly it into battle with your sword and fist firmly planted behind the cross guard to protect your hand from the enemy sword.
Neither did Aragorn's cousin.
Neither did Aragorn's cousin. Boys.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The drapery shows a tasseled form of what item, figure four, used to keep the drapery open? This is stupid.
I haven't the foggiest. I'm going to say tassels.
The form, not the thing.
Oh, dude, I don't know them.
Screw it. I'm going with what he said, because I have nothing better to say.
Tie back.
Okay.
The answer? Yeah.
Stupid.
Don't feel the bad. Cards. Nobody should know that.
Yeah, that one's weird.
I think that question is out of our tax bracket.
Read this question aloud to the other team, then secretly pick how you would answer. Oh, using the A, B, C, D decision cards.
This sounds overly complicated.
How would we do this with this setup?
So this one's for Chris. Who are we gonna pick? You know what? We're gonna pit mother against son. Hey, Oceans, go ahead and text me. The biggest bar tab I've ever run up was A, less than $75, B, $75 to $150, or C, more than $150. Go ahead and text me A, B, or C.
Hold on, I have to think about it.
Well, it better not and be then Chris, C, you gotta... or we're going to... I'll send you to a meeting. Shoot.
There were other people involved.
C, 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 C.
C, C.
Well... What was B and C again?
75 to 150, and then C is more than 150.
Oh no! I sent it to the wrong fucking person! Don't look at your phone, damn it!
My phone is over there.
God damn it. Oh my god!
For anybody that's curious, my dog Jesse Ray turns 4 tomorrow.
Aw, happy birthday!
Who cares? I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, Jesse Ray!
Picture of her when she was weeks old.
Aww. Send that to me and I'll put it on Instagram.
This is back when she wore a cat collar instead of a dog collar.
Yeah. She was such a little doodaloo.
She's still that sassy.
I texted you, I hope.
Yeah, you did. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I know what it better be. Better not be C. I'm sending you to a meeting. I know it's not A.
Chris, that's... those programs don't work unless they want to go.
A is not high enough. Let's go with B.
That is correct.
God damn it.
He doesn't have enough money for it to be C. He doesn't. There's just not enough money there.
Chris wins season 4 of Bear Attack! Yay! No, I'm just kidding. But she does win the game.
No way.
And also, dang, we all just lost the game. Because
I lost the game.
The game. Yeah. Rough. I'm sorry. It happens.
See, now the real stakes that we haven't told you this is that Chris has been silently evaluating all of us because that's what she does for a living.
I hope so.
I don't know. Nate was playing host, so I feel like he's harder to evaluate.
I'm with, off with duty gas prices, today.
With the gas things prices he said about Hogan's up. Heroes?
Yeah, we have medication for that.
Have medication for finding men in uniform attractive? Chris, that is not very sex positive of you.
It's not a phase, Mom.
I know that they're Nazi uniforms. They're still serving their country. I wonder how many people listening to this know what Hogan's Heroes is.
Probably nobody.
We should dude, probably post like a trailer or something of it.
Hogan's Heroes could not be made today.
No.
It also, honestly, like, if you lived during World War II, I wonder how many like people who fought in World War II find it funny, or if it's just like a wildly offensive show.
My father thought it was funny.
Okay. There you go.
I don't think you can offend World War II vets.
That's true.
No. You can offend Vietnam vets, but you can't offend World War II vets.
That is funny. Yeah, it's like, you would think living through that, you'd be like, this is horrible. How can you make light of this? But yeah, they were built different for sure.
Well, I know a lot of cops have lived through a lot of terrible things. And the jokes that they have made.
Yeah, humor's a coping mechanism.
Oh my gosh.
It's good stuff. Well, Chris, thank you so much for putting up with this tomfoolery.
Oh, good. Whoa. It was fun.
And, boys, Chris, what we always end the show. I mean, you probably know. We always end the show with what we're loving. Especially now that we're uncensored and we do a little bit more attacking. We gotta end on a positive.
I know what I'm loving, if nobody else knows what they're loving yet.
Go.
Okay. I'm loving that Ukraine was releasing Russian prisoners if their moms came and picked them up.
Is that true?
That's a real thing?
That's true facts, dog.
Wow.
That sounds like propaganda.
Ukraine said, if you come get your son, we'll let you take him back to Russia.
I don't believe it.
You come pick your boys up.
I want to believe it, if that helps.
I mean, I don't think anybody, like, did it because Russia is censoring all their news and social media and stuff, but Ukraine said, moms, come get your boys.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't put it past Zelensky. He's the same president who said, I don't need a ride, I need more ammo.
I don't think that's true either.
If it's true, he's the freaking man. He's the freaking man. But if it's wrong, or if it's just propaganda, that's a good marketing team.
Still pretty cool.
It is good.
They get the internet.
I had a good What Are You Loving? It was like, I think about this because I want to seem like a good person on the podcast, and I can't remember what it was. So I guess I'm loving Mass Effect. I started playing the Mass Effect games for the first time, and I started writing a video game back when I was younger and never finished. But Mass Effect is basically exactly everything that I have ever wanted in a video game. It is my dream video game. Yes. So I'm very much enjoying it.
I'm loving that by happy accident, my birthday happens to be National Panda Day.
Right? I am loving that too.
What
were the odds?
There are no coincidences. Yeah. It's a sign. That's where I stand.
No, because that happened first.
Well, National Panda Day started in 1987.
Yeah, like I said, it happened first.
Was a happy accident.
So when Sam started showing signs of pandaness, did you already know that it was National Panda Day?
No.
Or... Okay.
She found that out like a week ago.
It was a surprise.
The
panda was born on Panda Day, yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm loving being with my panda on Panda Day.
Oh,
I love you, panda.
Oh, so cute.
No, that's cute over there. That's cute.
Pepper is cute.
I love that
dog.
She's tired.
She's giving me death stare for the last half hour.
Panda didn't say he was loving having you there, though.
He wants me to leave. I know. He's pushing me off the door.
If you want to reprimand Panda for being a bad son, we are on Instagram, Facebook, Patreon. We're on pretty much everything. We're on YouTube. Go check out our interview with Jared from Helocentric if you haven't. I know that's a couple episodes ago, but it's a good one.
Yeah, that's on his channel. Yep.
Yep. Almost as good as this episode, but not quite. I feel like this has been a good one, boys.
We were less existential? I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Existential.
That word. Yeah.
It wasn't as heavy.
Yeah.
Well, it's extra special.
There was a lot more brain hurting in this episode, I feel like.
Yes, it helps that I've had 3 cups of vodka. No, I'm just kidding.
You're now part of the fuel crisis, sir.
How high is his bar?
French vodka, I will add.
Oh, you're just pompous ass then.
The French found something that they're good at. No, Pinnacle's cheap, man.
The French get drunk quick, man. What can I tell you?
All right. Well, I don't know how to end this episode, so... You know what? I'm going to phone a friend. Polar Bear, take us out.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Follow us on social media. Happy birthday, Panda Bear. We love you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.